As news spread early this morning that evangelist preacher Billy Graham died at his home in Montreat, both the faithful and followers of Graham reflected on the Charlotte-born preacher's genuine nature and charm. He was known as a friend to many American presidents and as an influencer of social and political issues. And now, there's a question whether or not there will be anyone like him again. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to faith leaders and community members about their reactions to Graham's life and legacy.
Pastor David Chadwick of Forest Hill Church remembers the first time he met Reverend Billy Graham. Chadwick was a young pastor in his early 30s and was seated next to Graham at a fundraiser.
The funniest part of that evening was in the middle of the meal, he turns over to me and says, "David, I've heard some wonderful things about the ministry of Forest Hill Church. And what do you do when the greatest of all times has a compliment about your ministry?" And I finally turned to him, and not knowing what to say, I said, "Well, Dr. Graham, thank you. I've heard some wonderful things about your ministry, too." He treated me as a young guy who just made a huge faux pas as just a normal friend in his life.
Chadwick says it's not clear who the next Billy Graham will be.
I think it's always difficult to say someone's the next anybody because we're all so unique. But at this point, I don't see that person, but maybe that's God's reminder that the most effective way for his message to continue to be proclaimed is not one person preaching all around the world, but for the multiple millions who have the opportunity to preach to be as faithful as Dr. Graham was.
Ann Wills is an associate professor at Davidson College, who is also the co-editor of the book Billy Graham, American Pilgrim. And she agrees. She's not convinced there will ever be another Billy Graham.
I don't know a single person who kind of ticks all the boxes of media savvy, sincerity, kind of heartfelt, genuine message. I just don't see anybody who's gonna have that coming up the line.
One of the things that set Graham apart, Will says, was that every word from Graham was carefully calibrated and well thought out, while still managing to sound sincere.
You know, there are people who love him and people who can't stand him. And I think the truth is somewhere in the middle, that he was a really complicated, kind of enchanting person, and he is, to study.
Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett definitely falls into that first category. Not long after news broke of Graham's passing, Puckett sent out an email suggesting that Stevens Road Nature Preserve be renamed the Dr. Billy Graham Nature Preserve.
I am proud that he is known to have been from Charlotte, Mecklenburg County. I think that in the grand scheme of things, of all the people who've lived in America, if I had to pick one guy that I wanted to claim as a native son, I think Billy Graham would probably be the one.
Dwayne Walker is the pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. He remembers growing up watching Graham on the television and his passion for spreading Christianity. But he did point out that there were times when he wished Graham would have used his voice to speak out for those who didn't have one.
I think being a voice that he had and having the kind of influence that he had, sometimes you just sort of regret that more was not said to insist that the disparities that were experienced in this country were not as pronounced as they had been. And someone with that kind of voice and that type of opportunity to sit with people who make those kinds of changes or could make change, you would hope that would happen. But again, at the end of the day, perhaps he did what he could.
When you look at it, Walker reflected, all of us could do more with our lives. But none of us, Walker says, can say we did as much as Billy Graham did when it comes to introducing people to Christianity. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.